Gateway to Africa.
Your voice on matters tourism, travel and business.
It's a journey into Africa and discovery of its people and natural resources.
Catch Gateway to Africa only on Channel Africa, the voice of the African Renaissance.
Welcome to Gateway to Africa, our business and tourism show, coming live to you from the World Economic Forum in Cape Town, South Africa, where more than 1,000 global business, government and academic leaders are gathered. On the show today, we talk to Njideka Harry, the founder and CEO of Youth for Technology Foundation. We also have Bright Simons from Youth Technology Entrepreneur in Ghana. And our producer, Wisani Matebula, will later on talk to film producer Anand Singh. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and thank you so much for taking your time and joining us here on Channel Africa. You're welcome. Maybe let me start with you, Njideka. If you could just give me your overall impression of the forum so far, what do you make of it?
Absolutely. It's been just an incredible last 3 days here at the World Economic Forum in Cape Town. Personally, this is my first time attending the forum, so I didn't have any expectations. But just being here for 3 days and having the ability to learn and share from some of the most amazing people doing incredible work in the world in general has just been phenomenal. And so it's been, all the sessions have been great, the opportunities to speak with individuals across different segments, whether it's the public, the private, and nonprofit segment, has just been very enriching. And so looking forward to taking a lot of this information back and sharing with my teams in an effort to continuing to change the world.
And Bright, your overall impression?
Absolutely. I think the fascinating thing about the World Economic Forum events, especially the one in Africa, is the sheer diversity of participants. People from every imaginable sector, public sector, private sector, faith leaders, media leaders. I think that goes to show
how strongly the view that without a multi-stakeholder approach, the most complex and pressing challenges facing our continent are not going to be solved. So how do you allow that kind of broad cross-fertilization of ideas from one sector to the other, from one region of Africa to the other, in order to push that continental vision of prosperity, peace, and transformation that we're all looking for? That, in my view, is the vision that I see here.
Before we get into our topic of discussion today, I'll just ask you to both give a bit of background about the organizations that you present, starting with you, Lady.
Sure. Youth for Technology Foundation was founded about 12 years ago. I started the organization, and it really came about as a result of my vision for the applicability of technology in its potential to improve development, especially where young people are involved. So our mission is simple but powerful. It's really to create enriched learning communities where the appropriate use of technology affords opportunities for young people as well as their mothers. And since we believe young people really are co-creators of very powerful solutions, and they have the longest productivity cycle, we believe it's important to focus on them. Their mothers, on the other hand, are very often the backbone, the pillars of the communities we work in. And so together we develop programs that best meet the needs of these two demographic segments.
And Bright, just a bit of background about the organization.
So the M-Pedigree Network is a supply chain for health solution.